Hello and welcome. You are listening to The Spice of Life on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory. And The Spice of Life, if you're surprised, usually started at 8 and it went until 9 every other Thursday. But today we're chiggity, 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 changing it up. And it's starting at 7:30, and it's going to be 7:30 to 9 every other Thursday from now on. I am joined in the studio by a guy I know. Do you want to introduce yourself, guy I know?
Well, what other introduction can I give other than that?
a man of few words.
Too descriptive already.
Okay. Kind of thing. His name is Todd because he can't introduce himself. Hi, Todd.
Hi, viewers.
Viewers?
Listeners.
Yeah. He's new to radio, clearly. Do you know, pop quiz, do you know what we do on this show?
Not in the slightest.
Okay. Neither do I. No. I know a little bit about what we do. So we play post-rock. It is a post-rock show, more or less, with some exceptions. And I'm going to start the show on an exception, as you'll see. But we have a lot of post-rock to play today. And if you're wondering what post-rock is, are you wondering what post-rock is? Do you know what post-rock is?
I don't really know, if I'm honest.
Don't really know, like, tell me what post-rock is. Let's hear your definition first.
Well, it sounds like rock, except taken to another level, like an evolution of rock.
But yeah, yeah.
Maybe I'd understand if I heard it.
It is. We'll get there. Hopefully by the end of the show, you and the other people that are new to it will understand a bit about post-rock. It's a very big genre, and it's like rock musicians got bored with rock music and like started playing jazz and other crazy stuff with rock instruments.
Well, it's been around for a while.
Post-rock? Rock.
Rock.
Rock has. Post-rock is...
An evolution is definitely due.
Yeah, post-rock, if you want a bit of a history lesson, stemmed out of progressive rock bands like King Crimson and Pink Floyd from kind of the 80s. And then it's... transitioned in the 90s, shoegaze kind of came out with bands like My Bloody Valentine and I'm shooting myself in the foot. Anyway, so shoegaze was a big boom, and shoegaze is like blurry rock music. It's the best way I can describe
it. So if I understand it correctly, post-rock is a fairly broad description. It's rock with influences from other genres to kind of take it beyond what...
And it progresses. Classics. That's kind of the classic thing. But there's math rock. There's more formal post rock. There's progressive rock. There's shoegaze. There's black gaze, if you want to put that in there.
Wow. So when you say that it progresses, you mean
no chorus and built. That's generally.
So it's a progression off of its original rock and roll influences, and it's a progression
rock instruments
in every song.
Yeah. I was going to play, I was going to start with not a post-rock song, but that doesn't make sense, so I'll start with a post-rock song.
Well, I'm sure people will remember.
Yeah.
jump in and out of our whole theme here.
Yeah, this is a post-rock song that is by a local Vancouver band. They're Vancouverian. The band is called Spruce Trap, and the song is called The Answer at the End of Everything.
All right.
Yeah. Starts with a bit of nothing, I think. Oh, there it is. All right. This is Spruce Trap playing The End of Everything. Thank you. And we back. I've been listening a lot to the new Chance album.
Oh, yeah?
It's good. What do you think of it?
Well, I only listened to that one song that I had right after we first downloaded it, yes. The one with Lil Wayne and 2 Chainz featuring.
And I realized that...
And I wasn't a huge fan.
Back on that, more on that in a minute. So we just heard songs from Spruce Trap playing the song At the End of Everything. And then after that, we heard Derival playing the song Original Script. Which of those two songs was post-rock?
I'm going to say the first one was post-rock.
Nice. 50-50 chance and you got it. Derival is just a cool band. They're from Langley and I like them and it's good. So I always like to slide a couple. It's the spice of life, right? If it were all post-rock, it wouldn't be that spicy.
Not spicy at all.
No. Well, I mean, some of it is very spicy. But in any event, that's what we just heard. And so back on the Chance 3 coloring book.
Right.
So you haven't listened to it much.
I haven't listened to the full album yet, no.
Mm. Same Drugs is a really good song.
Same Drugs?
Yeah.
All right.
Listen to the full... I mean, like, it's...
I will listen to the... I really enjoyed Acid Rap, and I thought that Surf 2 had some good tracks on it as well.
Okay. I don't think I ever listened to Surf 2.
Oh, really? There are definitely some worthwhile tracks in there. I think that... what is it? Broken Social Scene? They did a good job.
Yeah. Okay. This is us discussing... Chance the Rapper on a post-rock show. Spice of Life. Spice
so if you're
of
just
life.
Tuning in, this is in fact post-rock.
We do what we want here. That's the takeaway, and I want you to I don't want you to think for a second that these guys don't do what they want, because that you're just
barking, be wrong.
You're barking up the wrong tree. The tree that we're in happens to be a Spruce Trap. That was weak, and that was a band we heard. Whenever I talk this much and I realize that I'm just saying nothing, I think it's time to play another song.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. What are we going to hear next? Let's hear something cool and fun. Ooh, this is a good track. This song is by a band from Quebec. The band is called Appalaches, and they are making some really rad tunes, and this is one of them.
Well, let's get some rad tunes going.
This is some, well, I mean, it's the round rad tunes have been going. What have you been listening to? You must have been listening to some other radio show.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I just tune out.
You got to tune in. Tune in to CITR. Tune into the Spice of Life. It's cool and fun. We are going to hear the song Solicare by Appalaches.
playing your favorite songs for 13 years. The morning what? The morning after whatever you did last night. Live music, local talents, and music you won't hear anywhere else. The Morning After Show, every Tuesday, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Support of her critically acclaimed new album, Love and Lust, Jada Kelly's Canadian tour comes to Vancouver. Jada Kelly CD release tour live at the Biltmore Cabaret in Vancouver on Thursday, June 23rd with special guest Lydia Hall and the Campbell Bay Music Fest on Main Island on Friday, June 24th. Jada Kelly's Love and Lust is available on Darth Jada Music. For more info and tickets, visit darthjada.com and ticketfly.com.
And we are back. We just heard Solicare by Appalachians. Todd, how did that song make you feel?
You know, I already forgot how it went. But I seem to remember feeling very pleasant throughout the whole experience.
It went like, ba-na-na-na-na, and then later it was like, ba-na-na-na-na, and then later it was like,
ba-na-na-na-na.
Yeah, you're getting it.
Right, okay, now I get it.
That's like the post-rock simplified.
Yeah, I think it's really nice how all the songs inevitably go somewhere. Like, they each tell their own story.
They're going to a place. And yeah. I think that's really special in post-rock music is that, by and large, they start somewhere and they end somewhere else. And the band kind of holds your hand and takes you
right there.
And I think, I mean, certainly other genres do that. I went to see the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra a couple months ago.
Oh, yeah.
And they absolutely do that. I mean, like, it's the nature of the genre, but I don't feel like my hand gets held in pop music.
Right.
Shade to pop music. Although, mind you, there's an experimental pop band that is tight, and they hold your hand and take you to a place.
It'd be interesting to see how an album would evolve over the course of an album. Like how you listen to a particular song, and it kind of starts off quiet. You reach this climax and then the denouement. But what is the equivalent of that for an album? Like, is there just more climax the further that you get?
Yeah, and it's different, right? Like, it's in a lot of ways, and I'm going to get a lot of angry emails for this. In a lot of ways, a post-rock album is a bit like a Marvel movie. You have like conflict and then like training. And then conflict, and then training, and so you do have these like these points of like these little climaxes at the end of every song that are big, but in the context of the whole album, they're smaller.
Okay.
And there's a lot of flow, and oftentimes it increases in power.
Okay,
I find. I'll have to. So, I mean, I don't have a whole album to play for you today. I'll have to pass on a whole album to you. But it's interesting, and it's hard to generalize that for all different bands because different bands see the music differently.
Yeah.
But certainly, while each song is taking you from one place to another, the whole album takes you on a larger journey on like a meta scale.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It doesn't get more meta than talking about meta on a post-rock show.
Yeah.
Do you think, like, when do you...
I'm racking my brain for something more meta than that. Coming up empty.
You're trying to think of something more meta than the meta stuff that I'm doing?
Well, yeah.
We're in the meta hole. We're in the meta hole, and we have to climb out.
Sounds like about time for another song.
Now you're getting it. Now you're getting how the show works.
You just kind of talk until it breaks down, and then you're bailed out by...
Yeah, and then we're just bailed out by music, as it should be. I would like to play a song by the band Android 16. The song is called Endless, Android 16 is also Canadian, so shouts out to that.
Cool.
I have a good selection of
talented
Canadian
Canadians
music
out there.
Yeah, it's really exciting to see that Canadians are doing cool stuff. Like I think
non-hockey related.
Exactly. I think it's easy to forget that because the States is larger and like they're doing all this stuff, and you're like, wow, all this cool music is coming out of the States. It's like, well, a lot of cool stuff's coming out of Canada too, and
sure,
a lot of cool stuff's coming right out of Vancouver, which is cool as well, like Spruce Trap. This song I'm going to play right now is Android 16 playing the song Endless. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. This show is The Spice of Life. I'm here with Todd, and me personally am Ben. And we just heard Android 16 playing the song Endless, and then after that, and it just ended, is And the Earth Swarmed with Them playing the song The Day is Dying. The Day is Dying was a heavier song, and you were talking a lot about crispness of notes.
I didn't know what it was called at the time, but it's definitely a very soothing title for the song.
I'm very interested in how post-rock musicians and any instrumental musician can pick a name for a song that doesn't have lyrics, because it's like, where does it come from, you know? I had the opportunity last Friday to sit down with Zoo Strategies. They're a cool Vancouver band. And we were talking about how they come up with the names for their songs and what, like, how they attach significance to it. And he was saying, funnily enough, he was just like, I just pick, like, in jokes and, like, things that I think are funny. They have a song called Weekend Dad, which is about Milhouse Van Houten's father.
Who's that?
Milhouse from The Simpsons.
Right, right.
Like, how his dad, like, he... And then they came up with the name, and then they were like, we should put in some lyrics about it. So it's like, the lyrics go, feels like running away to home, like, not even half the time. Feels like running away to somewhere I should have stayed. So that's really cool. Like it's cool that they started with a name and then went from there.
See, I was going to guess the opposite. I would have thought that it would have more to do with, I don't know, like, the artist's state of mind when the piece is written, or...
Yeah, I mean, I think
inspiration behind it, but
I think that's part of it too. And of course, like, that doesn't apply to all musicians, and that doesn't even apply to all of the Zoo Strategy songs. But I'm always interested. I'm always interested in, like, how you come up with a name that to me suits it. I mean, like, the day is dying, like that.
Well, that song had a lot of kind of really heavy,
heavy
bass
notes. Yeah,
yeah, that they were just hung on to for a really long time.
Yeah.
And then you had the sample with the girl's voice over top.
Yeah.
To just kind of keep it interesting.
And so The Day is Dying, like, the more that I think about that, like, it sounds like a bit of a funeral procession.
It does,
But at the same time, The Day is Dying is a sunset, so there's a haunting beauty there.
Yeah, it's an interesting choice of chords that they used, I think.
Absolutely.
To kind of hang on the edge there. Between those two, like, fairly different moods, I would say.
And I also really enjoyed the contrast between the soft notes on the piano and the heavy notes coming from the bass.
Yeah.
I thought that was very interesting. And you asked me about the origin of Android 16.
I did.
Like about where it's from. So Android 16, funnily enough, made his debut in Goku's Assassin, the 134th episode of Dragon Ball Z, which premiered on April 8th, 1992. Hmm. Android 16 bears many qualities unique to his Android series, which spans between models 16 through 18. He is the only model of the three to be entirely synthetic, meaning made from scratch, which until the development of Android 17 and 18 was normal for Giro's project.
Well, there you have it, folks.
Yeah, so I don't think Android 16 personally... Jinzon Ningen Ju Roku Go butchered that, but I don't think that he, the cartoon character from Dragon Ball Z, made that music. I could be wrong.
Right.
He could be like maybe a jack of all trades android, if you will. But I think that's probably where the song came from, because that's what happened when I Googled Android 16. People ask me where I do my research. Google.
I think that's really the only place you can go.
Yeah. I did that at work, too. I just, like, Google stuff. And then it's always funny because I'll tell, like, my boss something, and he's like, oh, like, I had never looked that up. Like, I didn't know. That's interesting. And I'm like, I guess I just Googled it better than you did.
Yeah.
Like, I just put the words in the thing.
Well, I'm hoping the listeners aren't expecting us to cite our sources.
No. I never will. Citing sources is the bane of my existence.
There you have it, folks.
Yeah, you heard it here first. Todd, why don't you tell us in brief about your job because it's interesting.
Okay. I work at a company a little bit past downtown called Grin Technologies, and they make electric bicycles. So you can't really go in there and just buy a full bike from the ground up, but we make a lot of things that make electric bikes actually useful and less of a gimmick and more something that you can rely upon to just for your daily commute or for fun or whatever your electric bike needs may be. We make products that nobody else does.
So you can't buy a bicycle there from the ground up. Can you buy a bicycle there from the air down?
Well, you'd have to think the closest you get is the top of our shelving unit, which is a good 20 feet up there. But
okay,
if you head on down, we'll pick one up off the top shelf for you. It's close you're gonna get from the sky, but you're gonna have to buy a bunch of batteries and motors, and it's gonna be entirely yours by the time you're done.
Tell us about the electric unicycle.
Electric unicycle. I've never seen an electric unicycle, but it sounds like it'd be really difficult to ride.
So it's kind of more of an electric unicorn, right? Like it's mythology more than reality.
Well, I don't even know how to ride a normal unicycle, but I'd suspect that you just have to lean forward the whole time or you'll just completely bail. But
okay.
That would be an experience.
Do they make unicycles in your size?
In my size?
Yeah.
They make unicycles tall are you? In all shapes and sizes. In fact, Grin Technologies sells unicycles as well.
Oh, okay.
We don't engineer them, but
But you can buy a unicycle from the ground up.
Yes, you can.
Well, there you go.
Unicycles are not the most complicated vehicle out there, so.
How does a unicycle differ from a monocycle? You have a bicycle and you have a monocycle.
I'm not entirely convinced that they do differ. I've never heard that term before, but.
I have a monocycle.
You have a monocycle?
It's really cool. It's like. Well, it's got like eight or nine wheels. I bet you didn't see that coming.
I didn't see that coming at all.
No one ever does. It's a terrible name for my eight or nine wheeled movement apparatus. Movement apparatus. Yeah, I won't call it a transportation device because it doesn't go far enough to qualify as transportation. Yeah. It just kind of moves.
Just enough to be slightly amusing.
Yeah. And on that note of slight amusement, let's hear a song by Apricot Rail. The song is called Surrey Hills, and they play such lovely music.
I wonder where that band name came from.
I don't know. I think constructing a rail made out of apricots would be about as useful as a monocycle with eight or nine wheels.
Yeah.
This is Surrey Hills by Apricot Rail.
Thank you.
Outdoor Derby is the epic, full-contact sport with 10 women skating at 30 kilometers an hour, and your favorite Terminal City Roller Girls season has started. They've got games on May 7th and 28th, and the semis are on June 18th. It's all wrapping up with the finals on July 9th, so come on out for the hits, the points, and the bruises, and cheer on your team. Check out tcrg.ca for times and locations.
Want to be the next Leonardo DiCaprio or Christopher Nolan? Well, the UBC Players Club would like to work with you. The Players Club is an ambitious amateur theater group and the perfect place to get involved in theater or gain more experience as an actor, director, designer, producer, or anything and everything else theater related. Our motto, Theater on Your Own Terms, means the club is entirely student run and formed around the ambitions of its members. Find us on Facebook or at ubcplayersclub.com.
We heard Surrey Hills by Apricot Rail and then Poi Haimina by As the Poets Affirm. And then we heard some public service announcements. It's actually the correct pronunciation.
Yeah, we were just talking off air about how much fun it would be to go see a roller derby game.
I think that would be a riot.
I think so too.
Good. I'm glad. Now,
and now we have the opportunity.
Yeah, I'm gonna look into that. That sounds fun.
If only I could remember what the URL was.
It's TCRG.
Well, there you go.
TCRG.ca. And this is a real treat. So I'm really glad that you wanted to come onto the show, Todd. And I'm gonna put you on the spot here, but you're a very passionate bird watcher. And you're very accomplished at making bird calls. So I was wondering if you could give us like a demonstration of a few. I know it's embarrassing, but I'm just such a huge fan of yours. So,
you know, let me take a second here. Figure out what noises my mouth is capable of making that aren't human.
Yeah, I mean, like maybe pick like a local bird, like a seagull or something. Something like easy. Like I don't.
Oh, if I make a bird call, it's gonna be one that I make up. I definitely can't make my own.
No, you're an accomplished bird caller and bird watcher, aren't you?
What birds.
True. Yeah.
That's the crux of it. There.
It could be the Arctic smudgeon. It's my third favorite bird.
Arctic smudgeon.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about those for a while. What, tell me everything you know about Arctic smudgeons.
Well, they have feathers, first of all. They're bright purple to help them camouflage with the ice sheets because they live in the Antarctic, actually. They were first discovered in the Arctic, but it turned out, funnily enough, that the explorers that first discovered them were actually in the Antarctic. They just thought they were in the Arctic. They kind of got turned around by Uruguay.
Well, that stalling tactic worked a lot better than I thought it would. It's a good 25 seconds, 25, maybe 30, easy. Yeah. You see, I would try, but my voice is too low to make any bird noises.
Well, make a low bird noise, like a moa.
Or ostriches are pretty big, but maybe they're...
What does an ostrich sound like? Let's hear that. Okay.
I feel like it's just really kind of visceral, angry squeaks.
So if you were an ostrich, what would you be angry about?
Oh, just everything.
Like I heard politics?
I heard they're huge...
Very ornery birds?
Yeah. A-holes, if we're allowed to say that.
Yeah. Yeah. The Spice of Life is broadcasted to preschools, so A-holes is allowed.
Okay.
I think my favorite bird is the great tit, which I love.
For obvious reasons.
No, I love because as great tits get older, they get a little saggy. Funnily enough, the titmouse is neither a tit nor a mouse. It's a bird. That bothers me that someone, like, what kind of person would name a bird a titmouse and have it be neither tit nor mouse?
Well, if you go finding your own birds, then you can name them whatever you want. Although I think, out of courtesy, you should probably still call it a something bird.
But... like a nipple rat? Do you think that would fly?
You could call it a bird. Hippopotamus if you want.
No, but... that's taken. It could be a nipplepotamus. I don't think that's taken.
You're right.
Okay. Shout out to all the nipplepotamuses. We are doing okay for time. It's 8:36 if you're checking your time as it is now. And we have more music to play. The song I would like to play for you next is by Motorama, and it's called Wind in Her Hair. So buckle up, because this one's a doozy.
FM Vancouver Reloaded, playing your favorite tunes and mouth-humping your ear holes full of voice talk. Yeah, we do that.
On Labor Day weekend, September 2nd to the 4th, it's the Bumbershoot Festival 2016 in Seattle, Washington. The festival's got a little something for everyone, with music, comedy, arts, culture, and food. Featuring Chastity Belt, So Pitted, Dude York, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Death Cab for Cutie, and more. Passes are on sale now, so head on over to Bumbershoot.com.
We are back. Spice of Life, still kicking. We heard Coeur playing the song Ablaze, and then before that, Motorama playing the song Wind in Her Hair. And how did those tunes go over on your ears?
They went over quite well, I think. I think I'm starting to get a good idea of what post-rock is about. And
good. That's the goal.
They're all different, but I can definitely sense some reoccurring themes, which I like.
We're going down one channel of it. I'll get you into some math rock sometime, and that's weird and different.
Math rock. Doesn't have anything to do with
weird
math.
And different. It was actually invented by Isaac Newton.
I'm not gonna believe that.
Yeah, I did a show on it actually. I'll put that show into your pocket and you can check it out.
All right.
I have a question for you, and it's something like, so we've been friends, how long have we been friends for?
I want to say since grade three. I think
since you were grade three.
One of the only people that I met when I visited for that day in grade three.
Okay,
so that's 13
if we were
years.
Eight, yeah, 13 years. Okay, so we've been friends for 13 years. And there's something that I've always wanted to ask you, but I've never like really had the courage.
Okay.
So, but I think we've been friends for long enough that I think now is the best time.
Right.
Okay, so my question for you is, if you made an alligator and a crocodile, would you get an alladile or would you get a crocagator?
Well, that's one of those big questions, isn't it?
Do you think we'll ever know?
I wonder if they have the same amount of chromosomes. You know, I'm no biologist, but my heart is telling me crocagator.
Does it matter the sex of the parents? Like if you mate like a female alligator with a male crocodile, would that be a crocagator or is that sexist?
You know, I'm a little offended that you'd even ask.
Oh.
No, that's a good question.
Okay.
I'm not sure that we'll ever know the answer to that one.
Okay, it's fun to think about.
Yeah.
If you can hear that in the background, which I can. That sounds like a live band coming
up
next.
Good.
Yeah. So the band is called Wish Kicker, and they're playing on live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. So you'll be able to hear them not warming up and playing for real eventually. And when they kick, they'll be playing after they kick me off because I've talked enough about alladiles.
Crocagators.
You think it's a crocagator? Crocagator sounds
good.
I can't
remember which one I put my foot down on before.
Whichever one I've had strong opinions on, I still have the same strong opinions.
Whatever
on.
My opinions are, they must be right.
Good, good. All right, well, what's your opinion on hearing another song?
I say let's go for it.
That's my
opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
Stick to your guns.
There's nothing you can do to change my mind.
Let's hear Coronal Mass Ejection.
There's a name for you.
Yeah, it's a band playing the song Acquired Immunity.
Nice. Biology-themed.
Yeah, Coronal Mass Ejection is different from Retrograde Ejaculation, which I learned about recently.
When you say ejaculation, is that in the layman's sense of the word?
Yeah, it goes back up. Radio retrograde. Just so you know, I like to give medical advice on the radio because I feel like,
well, where else are people gonna go?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, like the internet. No, a doctor? Are you kidding?
Who even knows what they do?
Yeah. Who even is a doctor?
Yeah.
They're not even radio hosts. How can you listen to them? Anyway, coronal mass ejection.
It's not worth saying on the radio. It's not worth saying at all.
Truth. Playing the song Acquired Immunity. Here we go. We'll be right back. Thanks for tuning in. This has been The Spice of Life with Ben and Todd today. Did you have fun today, Todd?
I had a lot of fun, yeah.
Good.
Do this again sometime.
Yeah, we should. So on that note, The Spice of Life exists only from 7:30 to 9 every other Thursday. And up next, we have live from Thunderbird Radio Hell with Ben and a live band. So it's going to be a cool and fun party, so stay tuned for that. Have a beautiful long weekend, and I will talk to you again in a week.